everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Green Room Podcast, where I interview a range of professionals to discuss their experience on how high school students should start working towards their future.
If you take an audience and put them into the world that they love, the world of Spider-Man, the world of Jumanji, the world of Ghostbusters, and give them a chance to actually be in that world and act in that world, have what's called agency, that they will love it, that they will enjoy it, that there's a fantasy that they can fulfill.
Join with me today, I have Jake Zim.
Yeah, so I am the Senior Vice President of Virtual Reality at Sony Pictures. So basically, I oversee the virtual reality business at the movie studio at Sony Pictures. And that means I'm responsible for all of our VR content, the production of it, the financing of it, how we get our deals done, the distribution, how we get it out in the world, how we market it. That business is something that I helped build at the studio about 5 years ago. And essentially what we do is we make VR games and experiences from the Sony movies and TV shows that the world knows and loves.
Yeah, that's really great. My siblings love to come and like watch everything happen. I know it's really cool, thing that you do. So, in high school, were you like aware that you wanted to do this, like how your future would look? And if not, you know, that's okay too.
I definitely was not aware that this specifically was what I was going to be doing. I kind of roughly had two thoughts in my head. I knew I wanted to be entrepreneurial. I wanted to make something new. I wanted to own a piece of something if I could. And I grew up in the Bay Area where technology and Silicon Valley and that whole culture was really, you know, at the essence of the place where I grew up. So I had a sense of this idea that you could make something and it was related to technology. I liked that concept. But I also had some exposure to the entertainment industry as a kid. And I knew that that industry was interesting to me because of the concept of storytelling. Mm-hmm. So when I was in high school, I didn't know that I was going to be a movie studio executive and have a 15-year plus career at movie studios. But I had an idea that the entertainment industry was something that I was really interested in, had some awareness of, and that there was this kind of world of technology out there where people were building things that I felt like I wanted to be a part of. So I think it was really a mix of being a high school student who liked the idea of making something new, and also this concept of, hey, Los Angeles and Hollywood and entertainment is a place where stories are being told. That's the core of where stories are being told, and I wanted to be involved in that somehow.
Mm-hmm. So to be more specific, what did you study in college, and could you also talk about your college experience and if that kind of paved the path for you, I guess?
So for me, you know, in high school, I kind of knew two things that I wanted to do in college. That was sort of as far as I could see forward. I knew I loved playing lacrosse. Mm-hmm. I was big into lacrosse and athletics. And so I wanted to play lacrosse in college. And then I also knew that I wanted to go to Italy. Okay. So I had this fascination with everything Italian since I was 14 years old, and my mom took me on a trip to Italy and to the Greek islands, and we spent a whole summer sort of bouncing around Italy, and I just became totally fascinated with everything Italian. So for me, thinking about college, I wasn't thinking about it in the traditional way of, hey, what am I going to study? Because how is that going to get me towards my career? I was thinking about it, where could I play lacrosse and also go study abroad in Italy? So I went to Berkeley. I went to Cal, UC Berkeley, and I studied history. And the reason I studied history was a couple of things. First of all, I love history. I think the idea of telling a story of the past and understanding who we are in this world because of the way we can understand what happened before us. But I also loved studying history at Cal because there was a program that was perfectly aligned with taking a year and studying abroad in Italy. So as a major, it fit my objectives and it allowed me to play lacrosse at Cal, which was fantastic. Mm. So for me in high school, thinking about college, it was really about how am I going to achieve the things that I really was passionate about? How do I get to Italy and study abroad there and spend a year learning the language and the culture? And how do I play sports? And I think both of those two passions, which I was able to really explore in college, have certainly helped me as I moved through my career in a variety of ways.
Mm. Yeah, that's really interesting. So I just like really want to know, like, where did you just like start going into like virtual reality, and what was just like your starting point, I guess?
So I think there's a couple ways that I would answer that question. I think, you know, to go back to the high level things that I love storytelling. I love listening to great stories, looking at great creators, artists, writers, and watching them do their craft. And on the same, you know, on the sort of flip side of that same coin, I like the idea of building opportunities for artists to tell their stories. Mm. That's the entrepreneurial side of me. And I think technology can offer that to artists in a way that is really empowering. So when I had been at Sony for about 5 years, I had been doing digital marketing for the movies for about 5 years. Someone put a virtual reality headset on my head. This is about 2014 or 2015. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of, you know, it wasn't a great experience. It made me a little sick to my stomach. I don't know. It didn't really work, but I just looked at this and I said to myself, this is a whole new platform. This is a whole new canvas, if you will, that stories are going to be told on. It's not a big TV screen that you sit and watch. It's not a real little, you know, pure video game that you sit in front of a screen and play with a controller. This is something that you are actually in, you're immersed in. Mm-hmm. And while it may be a really early, rough technology right now, I believe that it was going to go somewhere very exciting. And so I took it upon myself to put together a couple of projects that were virtual reality prototypes. Yeah. That we used in marketing our movies. We had a movie called The Walk, directed by Robert Zemeckis, where a guy walked across a wire in between the Twin Towers, a Frenchman. He walked across a wire, 1,000 feet in the air, in real life. And so we made the movie about that story. And I said, this would be great to make a virtual reality experience where you put on a headset and you look down and you're 1,000 feet in the air walking across a wire. Wouldn't that be powerful? And so we built that, and we built it to market the movie. But at the same time, it was a really powerful way of showing how incredibly impactful virtual reality could be. And once we had created a couple of these projects, I took these projects and I went to Tokyo and I pitched the idea to the Sony board that we should build a business creating content based on our movies, based on our narrative IPs, our intellectual properties. And we did it. We launched Sony Pictures VR in 2016. And for the past 5 years, we've been making games and experiences based on the concept that if you take an audience and put them into the world that they love, the world of Spider-Man, the world of Jumanji, the world of Ghostbusters, and give them a chance to actually be in that world and act in that world, have what's called agency, that they will love it, that they will enjoy it, that there's a fantasy that they can fulfill. And so that's really kind of brought me to today, where we are now, where VR is now a growing business, and it's starting to become, slowly, it's still early, but it's starting to become more and more accessible to people. And there's really exciting content and experiences that are starting to come out.
Oh, that's really all really, really cool. So what do you think is your favorite part about your career? Like, what just draws you in every time?
Well, what really draws me in is the chance to work with talented artists and storytellers. I think that writing at the base level, writing is the most important skill that anyone can have. It is, my mother used to say, writing is the path to wealth. And whether you are a writer or an artist or a director or an actor or a voice actor or an animator or a game designer, that creative talent is so important and powerful. And that's not me. I'm not that person. But I love being in a position to be able to find and work with really talented artists to help them bring their ideas to life in this new platform that's virtual reality. So I'd say that there's a lot of things that I love about my job. I love the idea that I'm making a business inside of a big company that is about innovation and breaking the rules, frankly, and doing something new. But I think at the basic level, what I really love about my job is when I get to work with really talented artists who are making something that people and audiences will enjoy and give them pleasure.
Okay. And then on the contrary to that, what do you think is the most difficult part about all of this?
It's a really interesting question. There's so many difficult things about making something new, being entrepreneurial. I think it gets increasingly complex when you're talking about technology. Technology moves very fast, but business, and especially big businesses like Sony, don't generally move really fast. They don't move at the pace of technology. Technology is usually several years ahead of where most mainstream consumers are, especially something like virtual reality. Virtual reality is probably, you know, your audience is listening to this, and some of them may know what virtual reality actually looks like in terms of the products, but many of them may not. And so, you know, technology moves very quickly, but big businesses don't always move very quickly. So I think part of the fun and the challenge and the complexity of my job is how do we reconcile a world where the tools, the products that I need for my business to be successful, the technology moves very quickly, and yet the traditional way of doing things inside of a big company don't necessarily move at that speed. So that's something that is always a balancing act that that we have to consider with my group.
And are there I don't know if like other companies, I assume they do, but they have like VR production as well. How do you guys like stay on top of it with like your competitors against other like competing VR productions?
It's an interesting place right now because I think rising tides lift all boats in virtual reality right now. Mm-hmm. The industry is small enough while still growing where we talk to each other. We share a lot of information. You know, I work for Sony, and we are one of the biggest players in virtual reality. We have the Sony PlayStation. We just recently confirmed that we're going to be coming out with a new virtual reality headset. So we're big in VR. But we also work really closely with Facebook, who owns a company called Oculus, mm-hmm. who is another big VR company. And while I think that ultimately there will be some real competition between these companies and others, for the moment, we all believe that this space needs an entire ecosystem to work together to grow. So I think what's exciting right now is it's still kind of in the salad days, the early days, where we're building this together. And then ultimately we can fight over, you know, the piece of the pie when it's relatively important to do so. But for the moment, most people in the virtual reality community, because it's still kind of small and close knit, we know each other. We talk to each other. We're on Clubhouse, you know, talking to each other at conferences. And so the goal is to build the entire business together. And then ultimately it will become, you know, the normal competitive place that most businesses go to.
Yeah, that's like really interesting. I know even in high school, like everyone's competitive against each other. So I just want to ask, what advice would you actually give to high school students who are just interested in the technology world, also kind of the movie, TV industry, everything that you've been talking about?
Well, I think the advice that I would give high school students in regard to a career similar to mine would be explore several different things that are both entrepreneurial, something you can make, something you can tell the story of how you made it, and something you're particularly proud of. Learn how to tell that story, because that's what building something new is all about. It's a little bit of sales. You've got to sell someone else on an idea, because generally you'll need some support. It's a little bit of creativity. You got to come up with an idea that resonates with solving of a problem. And it's a little bit of business. You've got to figure out how ultimately are you going to make money on whatever it is that you're creating. And I think the best way to do that is to, especially for high school students who probably are just getting started thinking about, you know, careers. And by the way, my other note before I sort of finish that first point is take it slow. No hurry. Yeah. take your time. I'll come back to that in a second. But to finish the point, I think the best way to look forward in one's career is actually to look backwards. This is a little bit of the historian in me. Look at something that you've created, you know, whether it's a podcast that you produced or a book that you published or wrote or a piece of art or a business idea. I mean, you know, the proverbial lemonade stand. If you can tell the story of why you did it, what problem you were trying to solve, how you went about doing it, how did you actually put it together from a nuts and bolts standpoint? And then how did you get it out to the world if that was the objective? If you can tell that story with a beginning and middle and end, and this is something that you're actually authentically proud of, that will come across when you talk to people, when you're applying to schools, when you're applying to programs, when you're applying or interviewing for jobs. Focus on something that you created that you're proud of and learn to tell that story. And as you go through your career, you'll see that that story, you can build on it, you can grow it, you can change it from one thing to another. But that technique, I find, by looking backwards at what you've created that you're proud of and kind of projecting that forward, is very, very helpful in thinking about how do I become entrepreneurial wherever I go? Because to me, that's the key. You want to be creating something.
Yeah.
To the point I made about taking it slow, you know, if I were to give my own high school self a note, it would certainly be to just slow down, just take it easy, no rush. High school is an amazingly unique, fantastic time. The friendships that you'll make, the relationships, the network that you're creating, these are going to become so invaluable to you in your career, in your life going forward. And I think sometimes young people move very quickly to progress from one stage of their life to the next. And whether that means taking a gap year, which before college, traveling and working or surfing or, you know, enjoying being out in nature or whatever it is that you want to do. Mm-hmm. I think that the experiences that people can get from broadening their perspective and traveling around the world and meeting people from different walks of life is invaluable, especially when you are in your career and you have to come up with solutions for very complex problems. The more perspective, the more experience you have from a global standpoint, the more character you'll have as a person, ultimately, and the more you can bring to a job and certainly to a company that may look to hire you or a school that may look to admit you.
Oh. Okay, well, this is all really good information, and I think students are definitely going to learn from this. So thank you for coming on and answering some questions. It's going to be very useful to hear. And I hope you have a good rest of your day. And thank you again.
Thank you, Maxine. Thanks for having me in the green room.
I would once again like to thank Jake Zim for joining me today. It is mind-blowing that virtual reality is something we can use in our world. And I'm so grateful that I got to interview someone who's a big part of it. If you want to hear more of the Green Room podcast, check out more of my episodes. And always stay tuned for more.